Well, hello. Welcome to Counting Music 101. Today, we are going to practice what we learned in our Counting Music 101 lesson, to which you've hopefully had a chance to listen. This practice is split into two parts. Practice number one will introduce each exercise, as well as the song and the artist used, and is essentially the teacher's key addition. I will be counting along to the music with you. Practice number two will feature the same songs and the same exercises, but without the answers. Once you've gone through both sections, test your skill with the Counting Music 101 final exam, where you'll face three challenging questions, all of which you've been prepared for, but none of which we've actually covered. So, practice well, and good luck. As a reminder, the purpose of the Counting Music 101 module is to help you understand how a swing dancer can count to music. Our specific goal is to build a foundation for our dancing, and we have no firmer ground than the music that makes us move. This practice session is broken up into five exercises, each with their own objective and song. Each song is about 30 seconds long, so if you find that you've messed up, a quick rewind will give you a second chance. For our first exercise, we'll be counting along to Shiny Stockings by Count Basie. Shiny Stockings is the favorite song of the most important swing dancer ever, Frankie Manning. Manning was a Harlemite teenager when the Lindy Hop was named and was the choreographer for the seminal dance troupe Whitey's Lindy Hoppers, based out of the home of Happy Feet, the Savoy Ballroom. When the swing revival began in the mid-1980s, it was Frankie Manning who bridged the gap for the next generation of dancers, and his joyful spirit is reflected in dance communities all around the world. In fact, World Lindy Hop Day is celebrated every year on May 26th, Frankie's birthday. For this first practice, we are going to start by counting every beat aloud except one. Every eight counts, you will skip the number that corresponds to the number of eight count sets heard. For example, we'll skip saying one on the first eight, two on the second eight, three on the third eight, and so on. Remember, if you make a mistake, you can always rewind and try again until you nail it. Good luck.
Five, six, seven, eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Well done. On to the second exercise. Here, you'll be counting along to In a Mellow Tone, as sung by the legendary Ella Fitzgerald. Miss Fitzgerald first found her fame as the vocalist with the Chick Webb Orchestra, the house band at that home of Happy Feet, the Savoy Ballroom. When Webb passed in 1939, Ella took over as bandleader and scattered her way into becoming one of the most significant and beloved figures in the history of American music. For the exercise, you are again counting every beat in eight-count sets. Now, however, instead of counting the one each time, you are going to count that set of eight. For instance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Here we go.
Five, six, seven, eight, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, two, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, three, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, four, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, five, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, six, two, three, six, seven, eight, seven, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, eight, two, three, five, six, seven, eight.
We have slowed things down quite a bit for our third exercise. Here, we are working with my favorite New Orleans musician, Sidney Bechet, in his rendition of Cole Porter's classic, What Is This Thing Called Love? Bechet was an early innovator of the New Orleans sound that we now call jazz, and his focus on improvisation is a defining feature of jazz and swing music today. Bechet's true fame came later in his life when his 1949 concert in Paris sparked a jazz boom in Europe and led to his becoming a French national hero. Bechet's soprano sax recordings from the early 1950s are among the most beautiful songs the genre has ever produced. This exercise is rather simple, with one notable moment. For the first four eight counts, you are going to count only the one and the five aloud. For the second four eight counts, you are going to count only the four and the eight. Enjoy.
Five, six, seven, eight, one. Five. One. Five. One. Five. One. Five. Four. Eight. Four. Eight. Four. Eight. Four. Eight.
Very good. For our fourth exercise, we're going to ask the drummer to kick it up a notch or two. The song for this practice happens to be the very first track on the very first swing album I ever bought by the very first swing band I ever saw live, and coincidentally, my very favorite band of all time. But first the exercise. You're going to count every single beat again. This time, alternating between counting every eight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and counting every two, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. As I said, this song is fast, and you may find yourself out of breath. I did often, as you'll hear. And, speaking of hearing, you may have heard this song before. It was featured in the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask. The song, Hey Pachuco, the band, Royal Crown Review. Every eight, then every two.
Five, six, seven, eight, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
through four exercises. It's time to finish with something fun. The fifth and final exercise is, again, relatively easy. You're just going to count all of the evens for the first six eights, and then count all the odds for the second six eights. The song, and certainly the band, need no introduction.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7.
Congratulations. This is the end of our Counting to Music 101 practice, part 1. If you'd like to reinforce what you just learned, move ahead to the Counting to Music 101 practice, part 2. There, you can go through the same exercises we just did, but without the introductions and my counting along, aside from the obligatory 5, 6, 7, 8. If you're feeling confident, check out the Counting to Music 101 final exam, where you can test all that you've learned. Finally, remember that the best time to have learned how to swing dance was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. Well done.